Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a great couple of months, a great couple of years for the radio station. Morning Shift, Steakhouse, thanks, Cha-Cha. Chris at Night. It's Turtle. Everybody's just crushing it. The Weekend guys as well. I mean, appreciate you guys listening to us as much as you do and share that information with people, man. Let them know. Little word of mouth on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, doesn't Carl have to bring you all souvenirs for being gone for like 3 weeks? Like, wouldn't that be like the nice thing to do? Is like, right. I was thinking about you guys while I was gallivanting.
You answer me. I went to Berlin and I brought back some tchotchkes for the guys. I mean, granted, they were plastic mugs that I picked up at the game.
Franklin loves that cup. It's got a handle on it.
Thank you.
He's all about that.
Thank you. So it turned into a good sippy cup.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing cup for him.
Colts Falcons, they had these plastic cups. And it was funny because anytime you bring, like, you go get a refill. And then you can give it back, and they give you a deposit back. I'm like, well, it goes back on my credit card? Like, you've made this much more confusing for me. So I brought back, like, you know, the old joke is, you know, you go to we go to a Rangers game. I try to go to a hockey game a year, and, like, the Rangers, they have these glass, like, plastic glassware that says Rangers with the Madison Square Garden logo. And the joke is, bartender's like, you want to keep the cup? I'm like, yeah, two more, and I got a set for my mom for Christmas. That's right. You know, you're cheap. But anyway, but you, Day-Day, did you get use out of the cup that I brought back from?
Yeah, actually, I have. I literally took it down. So I have down in the man cave down there in the basement, I have my bar, and then I have I actually have a beer bucket.
Right.
And so I put that, and I hung it on my beer bucket so that if I ever crack one open, and if I particularly can. Because bottle, I don't mind sipping out the bottle.
Right.
But if I get something in the can, I prefer to pour it in a cup. So I hang that on my beer bucket so that I can pour my brewskis in it.
See, I think he just stumbled on one of the most interesting conversations. We talk about drinking beer. How do you prefer to drink your beer? Out of a can, out of a bottle, or on draft? Because I would tell you that draft is number one for me. But a bottle over a can all day long.
Yes.
Like, I'm not a, I will drink beer out of a can.
Right.
But I much more prefer it to be out of a bottle.
I'm with you. And by the way, the one I've been drinking lately, because again, unfortunately, we had a great run. Thanks to the guys for Hey Man Brewing, our buddies at Oconee. But a lot of microbrews are struggling. One that isn't is Creature Comforts. I've been killing those Classic City lagers.
Yeah.
Did you get out there at the Grindhouse and everywhere else around town? That's the one when I'm playing golf, man. That's the go-to, man. I love that brew. Hey, man, we got some NFL talk coming up, guys. We will get into all the big injury stories. And if you're a fantasy owner, good luck trying to put, you know, a roster together with some of the things that are going on. Most of the teams and most of the leagues, AFC, NFC conferences, I should say, are battling for something. So even if you do have your championship in the final week of the season, it should matter. So you don't have to worry about somebody being rested, unless it's Jaden Daniels. But there's no reason to even start him now anyway. And by the way, it sounds like they are shutting him down.
Yeah, they said Adam Schefter tweeted earlier they're shutting him down for the last three games of the season. I kind of disagree with the thought, unless they're just not fully on board with his health right now, which then I understand. But I just... It's like what we've kind of talked about it earlier. You brought it up. I think you may have tweeted it too. Like, guys need to play at that position. Quarterbacks get better with playing. And if you don't play, you don't get better.
Matt Ryan was just talking about it. Joe Patrick retweeted, and I retweeted what Joe retweeted, so it's a threat. But Matt was basically saying on a podcast, and he's talked about this before. He's talked about it with Bill Cowher on the show with Nate Burleson. They've dumbed it down. And offensive coordinators, and I don't know if we're an example of that, but they don't take risks. They don't, they're not pushing it. It's like when John Smoltz talks about young pitchers, you got to take your lumps. You get them the 25 starts and see what they can do. But in the case of offensive coordinators, what Matt Ryan is saying, there's less ability to check out of stuff. They're not challenging quarterbacks. They've basically dumbed down the position. And things that everybody had to learn 20 years ago or 10 years ago, these guys are not. And I don't know if that has any, you know, anything to do with how Zach has approached Michael Penix Jr. the last year or so, but it is an interesting point. I'd agree with Matt. I've heard Kurt Warner talk about it. Tom Brady's talked about it as well on the national broadcast.
Well, we talked about it with offensive linemen a few years ago coming out of college. Like the offenses they're running is not really what – it doesn't – you come into the NFL with a little bit of lack of knowledge and training for that position, and I think quarterbacks turn into that. Dude, you watch a college game – you get the call, you get to the line, and then you stop and you turn and you look at the head coach, and they either do signs. Now they've got the audio in the helmet,
right?
And
until
they can
15
tell
seconds of the clock.
Yeah,
up.
And so you can help a little bit there, but so that's some of it. The college offenses, I think, there's a big part where we're not. And look, we're going to run into this year where what is the patience with OCs, with coaches, with the quarterbacks themselves? These coaches, these head coaches, are going to get 2 years, 3 years tops, and then you're moving on to the next, and you don't develop anybody.
Right, and now with Michael Penix Jr., we're in the worst possible spot for the young man, not knowing when he's going to be good to go, not knowing, and we'll try to, like, Kurt's not going to answer. We'll try to get him like, hey, buddy, you want to stick around? Because the $57 million cap hit.
We'll see how that happens.
Yeah, it would require some, like, I mean, MIT-level math to get that to work.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Has Kirk Cousins performed well enough to where the ball is in his court to where he can't sit down at the table and have a discussion with the Hawks about some
Falcons?
Restructuring?
Yeah.
I mean, Falcons, yeah.
Would Kirk Cousins want to? Would you want to? Because, look, here's I would say no. I would leave. If I was Kirk, I think that's where they're going to go anyways because of the money. But why would I want to be here knowing if anything happens where I perform poorly, oh, is he hurt? Oh, are you lying again? Or, you know, like this whole rigmarole, going through that whole – no, man, clean break. If I want to play football and I want to be a starter, I'd say let's go our separate ways. That was kind of the plan once you guys drafted this dude anyways, and let's go do it. Because I think that's fair to him. He's played nice this year. Let's be real.
I mean, we've talked about it at length. And again, if you're just tuning in, we will talk to Kirk Cousins. That's our player interview from Falcons headquarters on Wednesday with Carl and I. Can't wait. One of the questions I want to ask Kirk, if it had been a Gardner Minshew, if they didn't have drafted a quarterback, would you have maybe said, hey, man, shoulder's not right. I'm going to need a week to get right or 2 weeks. And no, you're not challenged for the job. But as Quid Billy said, I know, guys, we talked about it at the time. I thought it was the dumbest thing we could have done. And I think it's shown out to be the dumbest thing you could have done because you alienate the quarterback. Now, some guys go, what are the Falcons owe Kirk Cousins? He came here under the pretense you weren't drafting a quarterback. Then you draft a quarterback. And then it begot the situation that went down last fall. Then you decide, because of how maybe he handled his business, that you're turning the page and you're going with Penix Jr. And do you have an offensive coordinator that's suited? Because the whole thing, it's like daisy chain. An offensive coordinator who thought, I'm going to have 2 years with a veteran, and by then I'll be dialed in as an OC to work with a young quarterback. You could argue.
Yeah, and I'm also not sold that Michael Penix isn't the guy. I mean, I don't know how in 12 games you can make that declaration. Let's just take health away. Let's just say that he comes back healthy within a couple of games. How are you going to sit here and say that? Because looking around the league at the quarterbacks who were maybe rushed or maybe in bad situations with coaches changing, OCs changing, and now look what they're doing. Sam Darnold is having his second year in a row where he's been phenomenal, going to take another team to the playoffs. Looks great. Daniel Jones had a resurgence. I don't know. Baker freaking Mayfield had a resurgence. Geno Smith. Now, bad year, but he did have a resurgence in Seattle. So these guys, and it goes to what you're saying, Mike, about the OCs and when they are starting to figure the game out. Tom Brady, I think, is the one that said it. But they were like, when are you going to retire? When he's like 36, he's like, why would I retire now? I got all the answers to the test. I think it was Tom Brady. It was one of those guys. Because they learn that quarterbacks get better with age.
Right. That's what Bobby Abreu, I told that story a couple weeks ago, Day-Day. Bobby, you said, by the time I'm old in my career, I can see everything, know where the ball has to go. Now I can't get there because my arm is dead because I'm old. But that's the thing. You're right. The game slows down for the veterans. Look at, man, we're going to play some of that audio coming up in Guy Talk. You had a 44-year-old Phillip Rivers find a way to get a touchdown against Seattle on the road.
And you see that throw across the middle he made?
Right. And even at the end, the ball was deflected. I mean, he had to force it because there was no time left, but it was a heartbreaking end. We'll talk about that coming up. But just back to Zach Robinson, we see Pitts in Drake's position, in Drake's route tree, basically, and having success. How can you not marry some form of what Pitts was doing with Drake's offense when you had Mooney out in the beginning of the season? Why is there a lack of imagination? These are the questions I'm Arthur Blank. I'm asking. If it's not on a weekly basis in the visit, it's certainly at the end of the season. I wonder if I can find a better – I'd get a veteran offensive coordinator in here because no matter how it goes, whether we're bringing Garoppolo in or Russell Wilson as a stopgap until Penix comes back, I maybe need somebody who's got a little more experience to help the young quarterback. And I just don't think Zach is that guy. And Zach not able to have the – I don't know, the marrying the run concept with what you talked about, what we're doing with the Rams, what the Rams did and what we're doing are two different things.
Yeah, and I think some of that has to do with the fact that you have a run game coordinator. His name's Dwayne Ledford. He's your offensive line coach. That was
is he calling the run plays?
Well, I think he's coming up with the running concepts and the fact of what your game plan for that. I don't know if he's necessarily calling the plays.
I mean, because that does happen sometimes. I don't think that's a good way to
but
do it.
You're going, you're going over what you want to do in the run game, and this is what our package is. And they're sitting down, and their job is look when you put a game plan together. Zach Robinson does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Doesn't go to a dark room by himself and come out with a game plan. He sits in there with TJ. He sits in there with DJ Williams. Who's a quarterbacks coach? He sits in there with Dwayne Ledford, and you guys, and others, and they figure out what they want to do based on what they've seen. I think when it goes to the Pitts London thing, when London's in the lineup, who do you trust more?
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.